This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Jennifer Lopez is once again shooting down accusations that she uses Botox to maintain her youthful look. The 51-year-old superstar shared an Instagram video demonstrating a product from her skincare brand, J.Lo Beauty. In it, a makeup-free J.Lo says, quote, "Honestly, I cannot even see a line on my face," unquote. Ugh. Not fair to the rest of us. Fans of The Office can no longer watch the series on Netflix. They'll have to subscribe to Comcast's Peacock in order to catch Michael Scott's antics. That's a big loss for Netflix. U.S. subscribers streamed 57 billion minutes of the sitcom last year, making it the most streamed content in the U.S. Well, ain't that a kick in the crotch? That's what she said. The Love Island fairy tale has come to an end. Caleb Corpru and Justine Nadiba, the season 2 winners of CBS's reality show, have called it quits. Nadiba, the 27-year-old model, said, quote, "I do ask for time as I continue to go through the process of heartbreak and healing, as this has all been very hard for me," unquote. Yep, next stop, Tinder Island. Townsfolk in the sleepy English village of Little Marlow aren't happy after Disney built a colossal set for the Star Wars TV series Kenobi, starring Ewan McGregor. Citizens are complaining that the construction is clogging roads, creating light pollution, and disturbing the wildlife of the town, located about an hour's drive west of London. Good luck, villagers! Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney's sister, is blaming Elon Musk's Tesla cars for the death of her family pets. She called the Tesla a secret cat killer because it's so silent, animals never hear the vehicle coming. "Elon Musk, you owe me a couple of cats," she says, after suggesting they add a noise feature to warn nearby animals. Keep your animals inside. Idiot. Dr. Dre's been released from hospital after suffering a brain aneurysm. The music producer, 55, will be monitored 24 hours a day by medical professionals at his home. It's been a stressful few months for Dre, who's been in the midst of a bitter divorce with wife Nicole Young. He agreed to pay Young $2 million in temporary spousal support. Wow, that would give me an aneurysm. The WWE revealed that its 2021 WrestleMania 37 event will take place in April at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. Yep, Florida has continued to work with professional sports and entertainment to safely operate while generating revenue and protecting jobs. This from Florida Governor and part reptile Ron DeSantis. Filmmaker Tyler Perry will be honored during the Oscars for his humanitarian efforts. Perry, 51, will receive the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award during the live show for his philanthropic and charitable work. Past recipients include Angelina Jolie, Oprah Winfrey, Elizabeth Taylor, and Frank Sinatra. And he happens to look great in a dress. 30 years after Neil Young sang, "Ain't singing for Pepsi, ain't singing for Coke. I don't sing for nobody, makes me look like a joke," the iconic songwriter sold a 50% stake of his complete catalog of almost 1,200 songs to Hypnosis Song Fund. That will open the door for his music to be licensed in ways beyond his control. So get ready for ads for Pepsi and Coke. Peyton Reed, who directed The Mandalorian's season 2 finale, reflected fondly on his collaboration with Star Wars icon Mark Hamill that made social media explode. Yep, Reed said, quote, "When I was a kid, Star Wars, and Luke Skywalker in particular, meant a great deal to me. Some things never change," unquote. He has spoken. Aaliyah would have turned 42 this past week. Yeah, The singer's estate shared a message explaining that while they understand the frustration from fans, it will ultimately take time to release her music. Aaliyah, who died at age 22 in a plane crash, only has her debut album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, available on streaming services. Huh, they must be holding out for more money. Phil Spector, the famous music producer and convicted murderer, died in a California prison hospital. Known for creating the Wall of Sound by overdubbing vocals and music, he began producing hits when he was a teenager with the Crystals, the Ronettes, Ike and Tina Turner, and the Righteous Brothers, and was one of the most influential figures in popular music. R.I.P. Nutjob. Jeopardy fans have petitioned Sony to dedicate the studio stage to longtime host Alex Trebek. In the petition circulating on Change.org, superfan Sammy Maggio asked Sony to, quote, dedicate Stage 10 at Sony Pictures Studios in loving memory of Alex. Having it dedicated to him would be the ultimate posthumous honor, unquote. What is, we agree. After the release of Wonder Woman 1984, actress Gal Gadot isn't slowing down for a minute. She's already announced her next project, which itself has found a home on competing streaming service Netflix. Not much is known about the film Heart of Stone outside of Gadot being the lead, and it's some type of espionage thriller. I spy some nudity. Hopefully. The Trash Bin. Rapper Bow Wow is receiving flack after footage from a Houston club performance went viral. The 33-year-old is seen performing his hit Like You in a packed club where most patrons aren't wearing face masks. The move led social media to question both the artist and his fans, who chose to risk their health for one night out. Can you say selfish idiots?
The news wrap-up.
Social media site Parler closing down shows just how powerful cloud services like Amazon's are. Apple TV Plus free subscriptions have been extended again. Spotify's multi-million dollar bet on podcasting isn't working out as premium subscriptions haven't increased. A UK man is trying to retrieve $280 million in Bitcoin but can't remember his password. Putz!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Marksman, starring Liam Neeson, is the most popular film.
The number one album.
Morgan Wallen's Dangerous, the double album, is the number one album for the second week.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Barack Obama's A Promised Land is the most popular nonfiction book for the ninth week.
26-year-old Amanda Ava Cochi, better known professionally as Ava Max, signed with Atlantic Records in 2016 and 2 years later, after lots of rehearsal, released the song Sweet But Psycho. It became her breakthrough single after peaking at number one in 22 countries, including the UK, Germany, and New Zealand. The song also peaked at number two in Australia and number 10 in the US. She says she was inspired by listening to artists such as Alicia Keys, Norah Jones, Celine Dion, Aretha Franklin, and Whitney Houston. Max released her debut studio album, Heaven and Hell, last September and had a huge hit with the first single, Kings and Queens. Now we think her new song is going to be another hit. Here's Ava Max with the song of the week, My Head and My Heart.
Tell me yes or no, asking the heavens, should I stay or should I go? You held my hand when I had nothing left to hold, and now I'm on a roll. Explode like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby. My head and my heart are torturing me, yeah. Lost my mind in your arms. I've gone to extremes, yeah. When angels tell me run, emotions call it love. My head and my heart are caught in between, yeah. La 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 la.
That was Ava Max with the song of the week, My Head and My Heart. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.